Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. We're joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see him every game day on the NBC Sports Philadelphia pre- and post-game
show. Boy.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a long week. Jaws, what's up, man?
Spike, Ike, Fritz, great to be with you guys, and I am really looking forward to this game. When the schedule came out, this was the one I said, these 2 weeks against Green Bay and Detroit are going to really determine our season. So phase one of it, taking care of the W, let's see if we can do it in phase two.
Yeah, I think Detroit probably had this one circled too. Amon-Ra St. Brown in the offseason said that he was hoping they would get us the Thursday night, the first game of the year, because they wanted to play us so badly.
Yeah, well, we want to play the world champs. That's kind of the gold standard right now. And, you want to play the best, see if you can beat the best. And it sets up for a great game. Now, at the end of last season, everyone talked about the Lions. Their defense was just riddled with injuries a year ago. Right now, they're very healthy. And the one thing I've really noticed, and I could probably appreciate this, we talk about so much about numbers and players and yada, yada, yada. As I looked at tape on Detroit, they might be the best tackling team in the NFL. And I've always felt kind of, and I know I'll speak like a defensive guy, kind of the essence of playing defense is tackling. Duh. But we never talk about it. But when I watch Detroit, they are very good tacklers. So it's going to be a real good test for our running backs.
So let me ask you this, Jaws. When you were on with us last week and you correctly predicted that the Eagles would beat the Packers, you said that you believe the Eagles were going to run the table. After that game, did you feel better about that, worse about that, or no different?
I feel better. That's probably a crazy statement, right? I know people are thinking something's wrong. By the way, I made a bold statement, but I believed it. I said, this team is good enough. Now, I don't think they're playing as good as they can play, which to me is very much a positive. But this is, I think it's the best roster in the NFL. I think they can beat any team they line up to play against. So I feel very positive about this football team. And I think they'll only get better as time moves on. 7-2, sitting in a good position without playing your best football is a real positive to me.
Yeah, I think we've talked to a few people this week that were, offense has been up and down for sure. I think we all thought the momentum from the Minnesota game to the Giants game, it was that trending to a place where like, okay, they can run the ball now. And then we hit Monday night and it didn't look like they could. What did you see that was happening that sort of prevented the Eagles from really having any sustained drives aside from the first one?
For the first time, maybe in a long time, I thought this after watching the game, then looking at the tape of the game, I thought we played a little bit scared. Now, I don't mean that in a fearful way. We didn't like shake up the champagne bottle and pull the cork. We were very conservative in our approach to the game on both sides of football. And by the way, you got to mention Jalen Phillips, of course. I can't believe the guy played 53 snaps. He's been around for 5 days. Just a remarkable effort. But I just felt it was kind of one of those games of ultimate respect for each other. The Packers respected us, and we respected the Packers. And it was a very kind of conservative approach to the game. No one was aggressive. No one was throwing the ball down the field. And it was kind of like it was those, it was going to go 15-round type fights, and you're going to save everything for the last for the last round. That's kind of how I felt about the game. We were the better. We were the after watching the game. We were clearly the better football team than the Packers were. We let them hang around.
I'm looking at this game Sunday, Jaws, and the biggest thing for me is our defense going up against this Lions offense and whether or not we match up well. You mentioned Jalen Phillips. That's awesome that we have him because we're going to need him Sunday. Because I think the key to this game, and you tell me if you think something different, obviously is a tackling. You mentioned that earlier. But also putting pressure on Jared Goff in the interior part. Jalen Carter, Moro Jomo, you know, those guys getting at their that guard center sort of tandem there and not letting Jared Goff get comfortable in this offense, I think will be the key to us winning the game.
Like, I agree with you 100%. You know, when you watch Goff and you watch him throughout his career, he is a rhythm quarterback. He's kind of an old school kind of guy. He's not going to beat you with bootlegs outside the pocket. They throw a lot of gimmick, not a lot, but they will occasionally throw a gimmick and gadget play. But he's your prototypical NFL pocket passer. And he plays the game very, very cerebral, and he gets his pre-snap look. He validates the defense on his drop, and when that back foot hits, the ball is coming out. He's not going to be standing there waiting the ball, looking around for second and third receivers. He determines where he wants to go to the football as soon as that back foot hits. So it's going to, and I think you nailed it. You said pressure up the middle. You know, he can avoid the edge rush. He can step, but the pressure up the middle, I think, will be the difference. And you know, Jalen Carter played phenomenal last week in 63 snaps, and guy lugging around 330 pounds to play 63 snaps is quite a testament to his conditioning and the way he's playing the game right now. So I think him and Jordan Davis will be key in this matchup.
What do you think of the decision of Dan Campbell taking over play calling for the Lions? It seemed like he came out of nowhere. I hadn't heard any rumblings about it at all. Is there anything different about the way you think he calls a game that could affect the Sunday night?
Oh, absolutely. I think Dan Campbell, everything he does is aggressive. You know, and he probably thought they weren't throwing the ball downfield enough. They weren't running enough play action. But they do not have a weakness. So Maybe I'm saying something that isn't true, but he wants to be aggressive, and you know that's just the nature of Dan Campbell. That's his personality. So I think he thought maybe they were being a little conservative on offense. Although I thought they were pretty darn good. If they were conservative, they were still pretty darn good. But I think he kind of felt, I don't know what he said publicly about why he did it, but I just think he felt they were conservative.
Jaws, I have to ask you one question about the AJ stuff, which we are officially tired of.
I missed something. Did I miss something this week?
Yeah. It's funny. We got to talk about it because it's a big story. Our listeners all the time think that we love it and we perpetuate it. It's like there's no bigger story on a Wednesday when it happens. So let me ask you this, and you were obviously a great quarterback in the NFL. When it's at least perceived publicly that the wide receiver is questioning the quarterback, and the quarterback has to repeatedly answer questions about it. And then I don't know if you've gone deep into this, but when they each get asked questions about the communication with each other, they always talk about communication in groups. They don't really talk about conversing with each other. The trust that a quarterback has to have in his wide receiver, especially with a wide receiver like AJ, who you're going to throw to, hopefully, even if the coverage is close, could that be affected by all of this going on? And not even consciously, but subconsciously, you sort of lose trust that the guy is going to do what you need him to do in a certain situation?
Of course it can happen. I'm not saying it happened, but it can happen. You know, as I look at my career, you know, I played with two Hall of Famers. Harold Carmichael is in the NFL Hall of Fame. Mike Quick is in the Eagles Hall of Fame. And I think where we bonded was in the offseason, where we would spend Monday, Wednesday, and Friday working out at Veterans Stadium, working on our routes, and, you know, with Coach Ramil, getting the timing and rhythm. And besides that, you know, we played a lot of softball together. We'd go bowling. We'd have a beer. We'd do all the things that really brought people together. I'm not saying this doesn't happen with Jalen and how he deals with the other players on the team, but I know that was important to us to build that personal relationship off the field. And I'll say it again, build that relationship off the field, because that's when you can count on someone. You find out more about them. How are your kids? How's your family? What's going on in their life? So I think that was important for me. It was important for Harold. It was important for Mike. But I'm going to be sure. I'm not saying that is what is happening. And most of the comments I make in relation to the game, it's the game on the field. And I tell you what I see and what I feel, and I'm not going to pull any punches. I don't think AJ's getting open enough. Again, zone coverage, he's fantastic. He's, you know, he knows when to settle in the hole. He knows when to find the void of the defense. But with his man-to-man routes, he's not winning as often as he did in the past. So that as I would look at it, just from a quick perspective of maybe why Jalen's not going to him, zone, he's fine. Man-to-man, he's not getting open enough. He's not getting the separation that I think he used to get in the past. Now, I don't know if maybe the bumps and bruises over the last couple of years that he's sustained, you know, slowed him down a bit, but he's not getting the separation that I think you need to be consistently open in the NFL.
Great insight, Joss. So we know you're going to predict that they're going to win, but score-wise, what do you – because you already said they're going to win the rest of their game. So
we're still running the table. Yes. We're running the table. So, I'm still feeling good.
So what are you seeing for final score Sunday night?
31-28.
Oof.
Well, that'll be an exciting game.
Yep. I won't have any fingernails left.
Fasten your seatbelt, man. It's Sunday night football. Yep. Get ready for it. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. These are two really good football teams, two well-coached teams, and you know they're going to play hard. It's going to be a dogfight.
All right, yep. Joss, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it, Joss. Yep.
You can see Joss in the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show on Sunday.
Well, that's Juan Jaworski's thoughts, and he's looking at the film. So he's telling you, and he's a quarterback, former quarterback.
Right.
So he's giving you his thoughts there, what he believes with AJ. You brought that up as well, I think yesterday, the earlier in the week, that could it be, are we ignoring what could be right there in front of us, which is he as good as he has been in the past?
Yeah, we just say one of the best receivers in the NFL, like out of muscle memory.
Yes.
But it's really hard. You know, we just keep going back to the thing where, well, they can't get him open and they can't.
Yeah.
They're not morons. I mean, but like, I just look at even the good coaches, the bad coaches, if they have a great wide receiver, the guy gets catches.
He's getting the ball.
You know, and it's not. I don't know.
And like you said, all those other number one wide receivers, they get double teamed.
Every time. I can't accept. I could accept that Kevin Petula is not the best offensive coordinator in the league. Can accept it. I can't accept he's like a fool and he's just running A.J. Brown into routes where he'll has no chance of getting open.
Well, and here's the other thing that is sort of right there in front of us that we aren't necessarily addressing that is, I guess, a part of that. As much as they all know in the building how frustrated AJ has been this year with the offense, with his lack of involvement, all of those things, they continue to try to work to improve the offense. And they will tell you areas that they think they have improved in versus where they were earlier in the year. What I don't see, they aren't making this conscious effort to get AJ the ball.
Over whatever the best thing is.
Exactly. Whatever they think is the best way for them to win, which it isn't throw. I think they saw what happened in that second half of that Tampa game, and they saw what happened in that second half of the Bronco game. Right? And they want to dial it back a little bit and get back to trying to run the football. What they haven't done is said, we're going to be a passing team.
No, and they're never going to say that. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, with all the conversation going on down there and AJ being upset and this stuff going on, they aren't alarmed by his frustration and changing everything they're doing. They're going about business as usual, and so is the quarterback. The quarterback is like, yeah, I hear him, but I'm all about the collective, and I'm going to do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, Jalen isn't. He tried to do the whole get the ball to AJ. I would go back to the Tampa game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah.
And it was almost a few passes that it could have been intercepted. They won that game. The Denver game, it didn't. They wound up blowing the lead. I think the coaches, in a roundabout way, somehow realized that our best chance of winning isn't going through AJ.
And on top of that,
as a slight to him,
sure.
They're just saying this is our best way to win.
And the whole. Just scheme them open. I hate hearing it. Mm-hmm. If you could just get a guy open every play.
They would.
Every team would.
Yeah.
When would there ever be a drive that would get stopped if there was a guy wide open because you just scheme it open? Oh, well, of course. The defense will have no idea what we're trying to do. The injury report for the Detroit Lions is out.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's a lot of names.
Yeah.
Terrion Arnold out. Kirby Joseph out.
Terrion Arnold, their starting corner.
Yeah. Kirby Joseph out.
Safety.
Sam Laporta out.
Starting tight end.
Josh Pascoe out.
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Marcus Davenport, questionable.
Defensive end. Defensive tackle.
Taylor Decker, questionable.
Don't know him.
Miles Frazier, questionable.
Don't know him.
DJ Reed, questionable.
Cornerback.
Amik Robertson, questionable.
Safety? Corner?
Malcolm Rodriguez, questionable. Jacob Sailors, questionable. Panay Sewell, questionable.
Listen, if they don't have Panay Sewell,
it's game over.
Yeah. And then Brock Wright and Sione Vaki, I don't know that person. All questionable.
They did
as
say
well.
There was a lot of injuries there.
Yeah, they weren't lying.
Yeah.
That's by the way, second straight year they've had a lot of injuries around this time of the year.
It was close to the end of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they were losing them a little bit at a time, though. Yeah. Now you're right.
Yeah, maybe Dan Campbell tone it down a little bit.
Now, we ain't going to tone it down.
No. He's going to tone it up. Yeah. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
Listen, man, that idiot CJ from Texas, this guy is just, he's just a Jalen hater.
He made a lot of sense.
You almost think that the Eagles are never going to lose again, so if they ever lose again, you can't say AJ was wrong. Like, dude, what do you think? They're never going to lose a game? So in order for you to be right, the Eagles got to lose at least one game so you can say AJ was right. Listen, man, I've been saying it for a long time. I played a long game, okay? AJ Brown is not bought in. People don't – how? In order for – Ike, in Spike, in sports, in order for, you know, the coach to lay out a game plan – this is what everybody has to do, what? Buy in.
Mm-hmm.
AJ has made it very clear by calling it a it show, right? He's not buying into what Sirianni and the offense is about. He's not buying into that. So in retrospect, you're going to give up on routes. You're going to get not full effort. Okay, this is Denver game, then the last game. Now, what is it that you want, AJ? He says he wants to be more involved, right? He liked winning, but he wants to be involved. So the Minnesota game, was he not involved?
I don't think
we could have won that game without his numbers, literally. So that was 6 catches, 100-something plus yards. So it don't get no damn better than that pretty much in the NFL. And all of this, I want to dominate. First of all, you don't dominate in the NFL, bro. Okay, because those corners, they getting paid to play too.
Some guys.
So all that, listen, man, I'm just, you know, it's to the point now, and the answer to your question, Spike, no, I'm not rattled or nothing, ain't nothing. What I do know is that the team has become numb to what AJ is putting out. And they said, you know what? We hear you, brother. We love you. We with you. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to bind together, and we're going to continue to do what we're trying to get done. I think it's more of the collective that is bought into what Sirianni is selling and laying down than AJ. You know what I'm saying? It seems like AJ is the only one that is not buying in. You can't tell me Smitty ain't bought in. You can't tell me Dallas Goedert ain't, because I heard Elliot yesterday try to slide this by you, Spike, by saying they was getting ready to get rid of Dallas Goedert because of production. No, they wasn't. They was getting ready to get rid of Dallas Goedert because he couldn't stay on the field.
Justify the money they were paying him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because of his production. It was his production, yeah, but it's because you couldn't stay on the field, your health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll just say this here. When schedule came out, everybody said it was the toughest schedule in the NFL. Okay?
Second toughest. We got
a minus for that. So why don't we get the credit for now being 7-2 through that whole thing that everybody was saying, Eagles, I don't feel about them repeating because they got the toughest schedule we're number one in the conference right now. We're 7-2. Damn near the best record in football. You see what I'm saying? So where's the credit that we get for that? I understand Baldy and Mike Mayock saying, the offense didn't. Your offense is not supposed to look good against other good teams.
Well, okay, hold on. Mayock has been incredibly positive and patient with the offense. Incredibly positive and patient. When I was impatient, you know, weeks ago. So, you know, if Mayock is saying it, if Baldy is saying it, who are both generally pretty patient and positive about the team, I think it means something. Just because the Packers are a good defense, like, we can be honest, the offense did not look good on Monday night. I mean, we can be honest about it. It's fine. You know, it is what it is. You don't play great every time. I think we just all expected a little more given the two previous games. It felt like they were getting on track, and they didn't look like that on Monday.
Can I just show you something? And I want y'all to pay attention and just think back at that game.
Yeah.
The first series, we took Green Bay took a half a quarter. We took the other half. There was only two possessions in the entire quarter. The next quarter, our first play, Jordan Mailata slips down. The play after that, Saquon Barkley slips down.
OG, now we they run had, up. They had we 10 run. Drives, and they scored one touchdown. We can be honest about it.
I know, but hear me out, Spike. I'm not trying to argue with you.
Land the plane.
Okay, let me land the plane.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with you, and I'm not arguing with Mayock, and I'm not arguing with
all right,
with
just land it.
My plane, the landing of the plane is this. You've got to stop looking for a high output offensive game when you're going through. You got to know how to compartmentalize. If things happen
that stop you from
scoring those points,
there's no
that's
runner.
The reason. You ain't just not scoring the ball because you ain't good enough.
All right, okay. All right, thank you, OG. He didn't have a point. I think that's the problem sometimes when he says he needs to land the plane. He is actually circling the airport over and over and over again because he doesn't know where the runway is. And part of landing the plane is having somewhere to land. I just didn't know what his point was. The offense wasn't good on Monday. It's fine. Do you think it'll be good on Sunday?
Well, it's not fine.
Well, it's not fine, but it's just like, we don't have to make up stories about it or say that you can't expect it or whatever.
Also, great offenses can score.
Yeah.
It's not a great offense, though.
Yeah, well, that's...
Nobody is saying it's a great offense.
But they should be. A great offense.
Well, they should be
one-dimensional last year.
They're 24th in the league in yards and 12th in points. I think we all could agree they probably should be better than that. It's just that the running game hasn't been any good.
I think when you get through a lot of these, they are what they are.
Yes.
We can spend the rest of the year saying what they should be.
Yes.
But they are what they are.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Bryce Harper has been spotted, and it looks weird.
I don't get what people are freaking out about.
Oh, it's weird. Next. Not now.
I don't know.
It's weird.
All right.
It's weird. We'll talk about it. Of course you don't get why people are freaking out.
I don't get it.
He could be in a fairy costume.
He could be 40 pounds overweight, and I'd say, listen, he's bulking up.
Yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.